Our practice leading up to Bodhi Day, leading up to the awakening of Buddha and all beings of the great earth together, continues. Awakening of Buddha on seeing the morning star, on being one with morning star, which is, we know now, the planet Venus, being the Prajna wisdom.
I can't hear you.
Being the Prajna wisdom, which is what all of us from the very beginning are. This is our task, to be what we always are. And there's no task in it, except, as the Buddha specifically says, on account of deluded thinking, erroneous views, and attachments, we don't live who we are. On account of deluded thinking, erroneous views, and attachments. So that's our realm of opportunity. We don't have to create this awakened prajna, wisdom, wisdom and compassion that is who we are. We don't create it, because it's who you and everyone you meet, who I and everyone I meet and every circumstance I meet is nothing but that. That's what the Buddha's awakening is. Awakening to what this universe, life in all directions, in all realms is. Nothing but the, we could say, manifestation of what we say as prajna. Can't say more about it, because the more we say, the less it's so. But erroneous views and thinkings, delusions, different ways the sutras say it, deluded thinking, erroneous views, attachments. But we don't have to go looking for those, except be the practice of noticing how and where those arise. In sitting, it's fairly straightforward. Notice thoughts, emotions, and be the experiencing body, mind, world. A body, mind, world that includes the stars, the moon, other beings, the sound, and every other circumstance. That's the prajna of the universe that we are, that manifests. That's what the Buddha awakens to. That's what relieves suffering. Or, in the other direction, notice what's creating harm and suffering in our life, and the life of the various beings we encounter. It's the attachments, erroneous views, and deluded thinking. But it's ours to notice. It's our thinking that we're caught up in. So, as I said, in sitting it's easy, but it's always our opportunity to notice when we're believing and what we're believing about should or shouldn't happen in the face of what's happening, what happens right now, how I and my life of the universe manifests with all the other beings, how my ideas are coming to blind me because of what I say to myself, think, the emotions that arise. There's nothing wrong with them except if we hold on to them, if we fail to notice them. And that's our opportunity. That's, the Buddha says, that's the reason he's going out to teach, not for any other reason. He doesn't have to create something in others except to give them the opportunity to see where we are holding to an erroneous view, because she said that to me. He did that to her. Why are they getting that? All the other ways that we blind ourselves. Excuse me for a moment. The sun is blinding me. There. That's a little better. I start sitting here, it's dark, as opposed to the way it is in Illinois, and slowly the sun comes up, and then finally it's right here. Of itself, we get to live the way it, the sun, the moon, the life, people manifest themselves. Then the sun goes down. Then we age, and people get sick in various ways, and people die. How do we live that life where not only does that happen, so to speak, but people do it to each other? People do it, so-called, to those that we're close to and those that we don't know. How do we respond to those circumstances in ways that doesn't further exacerbate, as the Buddha says, being ignorant and confused, that doesn't exacerbate holding to deluded thinking and erroneous views, attachments? Those are the words that the sutra puts in the mouth of the Buddha. Who knows what he actually said? But this is what comes down to us as the practice opportunity to manifest the Buddha's awakening as our awakening. So, this time before we celebrate Bodhi Day, the day of awakening, as I said, in Northern tradition, we celebrate it December 8th. In other Buddhist traditions, they have other days than they celebrate, commemorate it. How do we maintain our practice, both formal sitting, maybe do that a little more, but throughout our life, to notice when and how, whether by ourselves or with others, those attachment views are hindering us from responding as the universe. See, that's what we respond as. We think we're responding just as this body. That's not enough. Our practice is responding as the universe manifested in my particular life activity, whether it's in terms of my thoughts or what I say or what I do, and how I am with other beings, humans and non-humans, how I am by myself, so to speak, which of course we're never by ourselves. We are always the whole of the universe. That's why the Buddha's awakening is with the morning star, seeing the morning star and being one with the whole universe, with all the beings of the universe, all the stars and all the other forces that we are nothing but a manifestation of. Our connectedness is what our practice is. Our connectedness and our functioning as the universe of wisdom, of prajna. That's our opportunity. The more we can put our energy into doing this practice, especially at this time, especially maybe with more sitting or more formal practice in the next weeks, the more we can, on Bodhi Day, manifest our own wisdom and compassion, manifest our own awakening with that of all beings. So please, when you're sitting, when you're in formal practice times, when you're in so-called the rest of your life, which is another form of practice, please do the practice. Please be the experiencing and be the noticing of emotion, thought, of attachments, deluded thinking, erroneous views when they arise. They are a wonderful opportunity to open again, so to speak, to this moment, awakening prajna that you are, that we are. Thank you.